time now for us to focus on the environment. Time for Being Green, brought to us with the compliments of Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future. Very good morning to John Richards.
Yeah, it's calm in the chaos this morning. Dead calm. Now, we shouldn't use that word, not dead, but beautifully calm. I've not seen a ripple on Table Bay. It's quite amazing.
It is. And calm in the studio too, isn't it?
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Oh, this is it. Well, mind you, this nervous time of environmental uncertainty, let me add one more thing to worry about. Don't take your eyes off the water crisis in the west of the country, but do be aware of the fall armyworm. The fall armyworm, what is it? A caterpillar stage of a moth which is native to North and South America, but has been detected in parts of Central and Southern Africa and has now been found in Limpopo province. It's very fond of mealies, and it eats its way through mealie-cobs. And it's called the army worm because it marches on relentlessly like an army. When the moths emerge, they fly and spread a new generation of caterpillars. The Agriculture Department has confirmed this highly destructive worm has infiltrated crops in the country, as I said, Limpopo. The Agricultural Research Council has announced they're exploring several means of eradicating the fall army worm. Pesticides that have been used successfully in Mexico and Brazil are under investigation, and it seems they should be compatible with southern African conditions. Obviously, it's important to test the agrochemicals carefully so that we don't compound the problem with unforeseen effects. Agriculture Minister Zenzani Zokwana has given the reassurance that food security is not under threat at this stage. One of the variables in this crisis, though, is the doubt over positively identifying the pest. While it seems that it is the fall armyworm, there are a number of very similar species, so careful entomological work and genetic identification will need to be done. The extent of the spread's not been identified, says the minister, but they are working round the clock and they'll overcome the problem. And I'm sure they will. Meanwhile, the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, is convening a meeting on armyworm strategy in Harare next week with all regional stakeholders. Okay, well, let's move to something else less crisis-ridden. This is Being Green on Fine Music Radio. I'm John Richards. For something not related to worrying crises, how about this? After a huge storm last month, fossil experts were delighted to discover the bone of a rhino revealed on the seashore. Now, that wouldn't ordinarily be too exciting, but this rhino bone was discovered in Norfolk, on England's east coast near the town of Cromer. Paleontologists who know about these things say it's not really so surprising, as about 750,000 years ago, all sorts of large animals roamed the land that we today call England. They found evidence of mammoths, elephants, giant antelopes, even lions, and of course, the rhinoceros. Although today only smaller, more modest wild animals are found in the English countryside, the larger mammals were definitely there. So, you know, the Lions rugby team, they knew something. Of course, the climate was very different, and the climate changed, so many of the animal species migrated to warmer climes or went extinct. Actually, much closer to home, you can have a similar insight and get up close to fossils of the same kind, including now extinct rhinoceroses and giant tortoises, if you go up to Longyearbyen and visit the West Coast Fossil Park, a truly remarkable sight near the Berg River floodplain. They've just opened an impressive interpretation and education centre, and they offer all sorts of activities and experiences. They're on www.fossilpark.org.za, just fossilpark.org.za. And more of that in a Being Green feature soon.
Mm. I haven't been and I want to go. I believe there is a millipede up to a metre in length.
Yeah, gigantism, I think they call it. Everything got bigger because the climate got warmer. Yeah,
yes.
Massive tortoises, huge lizards and things like that. And all jumbled up in this floodplain. Well, they tell you the story. It's quite complicated. I won't go into it here. But it's an absolute paleontologist's heaven and very, very interesting.
And right on our doorstep, which is fantastic. Thanks very much to John Richards. And that was Being Green, our focus on the environment, brought to us by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future.
Every Pick and Pay store has a recycling center where you can drop off used batteries, plastic containers, ink cartridges, and CFL light bulbs. And as part of our online shopping service, we will collect plastic bags, plastic containers and batteries for recycling directly from the homes or businesses of our online shopping customers. Not only do the recycling bins reduce the amount of waste sent to landfills, but money raised is donated to charity. Pick and Pay is committed to a sustainable future. FMR.